Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Nah, you made a fuss over my wardrobe today because I have to be a little more dressed than Tom cares to be.
Mm-hmm. You look very nice, though.
Well, thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you. I have an issue, though. Like, I was going through my mask collection today.
Okay. And so, we all have one.
So look at the blue in this shirt.
Yep, that's okay. Like a cornflower blue.
Is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that cornflower blue?
Merv?
Yeah, he's...
Merv is cornflower blue? Oh,
I thought I heard him disagreeing with you. Anyway, and now, do I have to go over and get my jacket, or can you see it from here?
I see that it's navy.
Okay. Yeah,
it's... Navy it's, sport coat?
Yeah. And now look at this. I'm going to pull... It's down around my neck. And it makes the microphone sound funny, but here, I pull it up. This blue is too bright for this shirt and that jacket, don't you think, or
no? No, it blends.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I trust you.
No, it blends.
I trust you, partner of morning show.
Yes.
Good friend.
No, it looks good. I like matching my mask to my outfit. So see what I did here?
Yeah.
I have some patterns, but it all has the basis of navy blue.
Okay.
So I have on like jeans, but then the neutral color today is army green.
Right. See, but what, and you look good, but what I would worry about was the pattern in the scarf and the polka dotted mask. Is that okay? And
it's
you just
fine.
Told me it's okay.
Pattern mixing is A-okay as long as you remain within the same color family.
Okay, we used to have a sales manager here named Marv Benfer, and he was like Herb Tarlick on WKRP.
Oh,
and so he was the nicest guy, but back in the day,
mm-hmm.
he would wear checks with stripes and,
yep.
and everything.
That's
He'd
okay.
probably be cool now, but back then everybody was like...
Too much.
The best part was he would blame it on being colorblind. It'd be like, still stripes, checks, and plaid, and
right.
polka dots. Come on. You know? But so you're saying the bright...
I'm
the
saying that it looks fine. It's fine.
The bright blue mask is okay?
Stop it.
Okay.
You can speak with your mask on. You're fine.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I think it blends because you have the darker blue. That's more of a royal. The cornflower in your shirt. You have on the gray. You have the gray... khakis as opposed to the traditional tan.
Yeah, I tend to go gray.
Yeah, which is fine. You look good.
And the gray dress shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
You look good.
Cornflower blue on their shirt. That's what you're saying.
Give or take. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't even know what cornflower blue is. See, I'm trusting you. Tom's fashion tips with the help of Laura and
it's like
mask
a bit more
matching.
Muted.
Muted.
Muted. Muted.
There are a lot of people who think that I should be a little more muted.
On occasion, maybe.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94K.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
I seem to be turning this show into a fashion show, and I'm sorry. But we have a piece of viral comedy, Laura, that I want your opinion on. Because sometimes, only sometimes,
mm-hmm.
I'm the cranky old man. Only sometimes.
Only sometimes, that's
okay.
true.
Listen to this woman in this piece of viral comedy. She used to work at Vogue magazine. Yeah, she used to. Seems she wasn't following some of the rules.
I used to work at Vogue. Right off the bat, when I accepted the position, they told me that I had to remove my nose ring because it was too much.
Mm.
If you, as a Vogue employee, wanted to, like, get a haircut, maybe dye your hair a fun color, you would need to get it approved by management first.
Okay.
You're told to always keep a pair of black heels or boots under your desk, no chipped nail polish, neutral colors only, and no cracked phone screen. I was reprimanded regularly for all three.
Okay, so here's the deal. She got a gig at Vogue magazine.
Listen, your house, your rules. Your house, your rules.
Now, when you... Oh, okay, so you're actually with me at the house being Vogue?
Yeah, so...
Okay,
so the Vogue house
okay.
creates the rules.
Perfect, because I thought when you said my house, you meant your
body.
No,
no, no, Vogue's...
Know?
Okay, I'll say it better. Okay. Vogue's house.
Yeah.
Vogue's rules.
So she's upset on day one because she has to take her nose ring.
Too bad, so sad. You accepted the job.
There you go. And her nail polish is the wrong color. So she's mad.
You're at a fashion magazine.
And she was told she always has to keep a pair of black heels handy in case what? A sudden meeting comes up?
No, actually. So that's referencing. So, of course, this was based on a book. So The Devil Wears Prada.
Right, right.
Was
and
a,
the movie. Yeah.
A very popular novel by Lauren Weisberger.
Uh-huh.
And she was an intern for... The Devil, a.k.a. Anna Wintour, who is the editor-in-chief of Vogue.
I call her Meryl Streep, but anyway, because
yes,
so of the movie.
Apparently,
Meryl, but,
the Dragon Lady, that's
exactly.
who the character was based upon. At the end of the day, every company is allowed to have a uniform.
Uh-huh.
So if your uniform includes non-chipped nail polish, neutral clothing, and a pair of black heels or boots, it is what it is, man.
So, wow, okay, good, thank you. Because I thought you were going to take the other side of the argument here, and then I'd be like, Laura, she took the gig. It's like you take a job, not exactly Vogue magazine, but you take a job at McDonald's. You got to wear the goofy hat and the smock. You know what I mean?
Private companies are allowed to do pretty much, I mean, within reason, let's not get illegal
on things.
They're, you know, workers have rights and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, you're working for the biggest fashion magazine in the world.
You can't look like God.
Look the part.
Yeah, there it is.
I would not be able to walk into that building in New York City right now.
You look good, though.
Thank you.
But you're not
I have
Vogue-ish.
On Adidas.
Okay, I got it. I got it.
I have on comfortable flat footwear.
Okay, I got it. Hey, news is coming up next. We've turned into a fashion show. We apologize. This is the last of it. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You heard the news.
Breaking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Okay, have you heard of this charity, Move for Hunger?
No, but I like the name.
Okay, listen, this is so cool. They work with moving companies and get people to donate their old canned goods when they move houses.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Moving's stressful. You know, it's not a fun experience. There's a lot going on. And we started by asking a very simple question. Do you want to donate your food when you move? When people move, they throw away a whole bunch of stuff. Food, clothing, furniture, you name it. And what bothered us was the perfectly good non-perishable food that was getting left behind in a pantry or simply thrown in the trash. We could pick the food up and bring it to our local food bank. It didn't cost us anything. It didn't cost the customer anything. And it was just a nice thing to do.
That's more than a nice thing to do. It's a good idea and it's good news.
It absolutely is. Started in 2009. They've been doing a ton of this during the pandemic. They've now helped donate 22 million pounds of food.
Wow.
Up next, your favorite, Tom. A Girl Scout broke the cookie selling record.
I thought, wow, I never knew I could do that. And it just meant so much to me to see all that, see that huge number. That's like the biggest number I've ever seen.
How big is that number?
All right. 32,484 boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
That's a lot of Thin Mints.
Oh my gosh, guess what her name is?
What?
This is so cool. Lily Bumpus.
Lily Bumpus. It's almost like fictitious, but it's real.
It's real. It's good news. She sold them at her house and online, supporting herself and her local Girl Scout troop. So really cool stuff.
That's good news, Lily Bumpus.
Exactly. All right, now we're headed to Philadelphia, right here in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
A guy found out that his mom, unfortunately, had terminal cancer. Wanted to take her on a dream vacation. He asked her, Mom, where in the world do you want to go? She said, I want to go someplace with the family. Well, there's 14 of them.
Ooh.
She wanted to also go to Egypt.
Oh, wow.
Her son is a teacher. So he took his mom's cheesesteak recipe, started selling them from his porch.
What?
Then he got a food truck.
Okay.
Then he made $18,000 by selling cheesesteaks. Here's the thing. You can still get them. You can still get them in Philadelphia. And dare I say it, Dustin's mom's cheesesteak recipe may or may not be better than Pat's and Gina's.
Oh, did you say that out loud?
I did indeed.
Okay.
Happy to report that Mom Gloria, they were able to take the family trip with all 14 family members.
Wow, so that 18 grand on cheesesteaks really did help.
It really did, and that was more than he originally needed. $10,000 was what they needed to start. He raised $18,000, and you know what? It's unbelievable, and that's good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Okay, I saved this one for you. I saw it yesterday and I was like, Laura's going to love, okay, not love it, but travel agents, you work with them all the time. You call airlines directly.
I do. Oh, are we going to talk about what happened?
Well, I don't know if we should talk about what happened to you, but everything's okay. And
your
vacation is okay.
Not until the fall. I was able to successfully utilize my flight credits that we had from the pandemic when all of our trips got canceled, unfortunately, like the rest of the world.
Right.
So, we're good. We're good. All good.
You're
in the
good.
Hood.
And and it's going to be kind of a present for hubby, which is kind of cool.
He turns 40 this year.
Oh, Keith. All right. So imagine having this travel agent She's facing 47 felony counts.
Whoa.
For, like, taking people's money and not delivering vacation. My goodness.
I reached out to her, and I kept asking her about the refund. She kept saying, oh, it's coming. And then finally, she just broke all communication.
This rises to the level of felony conduct. We're talking about 45 victims who've lost over $100,000.
I wish we never crossed paths with her.
I don't know how somebody has the heart and soul to do this.
I just felt really betrayed.
We trusted her, and our friends trusted us. And pretty soon it snowballed, and, you know, everybody just felt crushed.
What could possibly be worse than that? Maybe your doctor not showing up for surgery, but keeping the money? I mean, what could be worse than that?
Our girl Trudy, if she's listening, she is shaking her head because that is a total and complete violation.
Yeah. You gotta deliver, man.
Oh my gosh. And the thing is when you're a travel agent, people are really putting their trust in you. You are helping them to plan something that could be part of the biggest moments of their lives. Maybe it's a baby moon. Maybe it's a honeymoon. Maybe it's a celebratory vacation because someone's cancer-free. You don't know.
Maybe they're going to Egypt like the person you just read about in Good News.
So then you're handing over $10,000to have somebody plan a vacation for you because you're like, well, I haven't been out of the country before. I need help. Oof, travel agents, like, that's a trust relationship right there.
I'm telling you what, consumer protection is there for you for a reason.
Man.
After the 72 flood, all my neighbors were getting ripped off. They were hiring contractors from out of state to redo their house after the flooding, and they would put huge down payments down, and they would never see the work.
That's
insane. So this falls in the same category.
You know what, though? I mean, that is felony level stuff. Don't do that.
No. A couple of years ago, my mom gave a guy like $5,000 as a down payment or something for flooring. And I'm like, why did you give him that much? Well, because that's how much he asked for. I said, Mom, please. Since my dad's gone, my mom just does whatever she wants. Mom, don't ever
do that
again.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
But for some reason on a vacation, you don't have anything to hold. Like if you order, the guy comes in with half the flooring and he puts it down and he says, I'll be back. And he never comes back. At least you had half that flooring to look at. You're trusting a travel agent. It's almost like a major human violation.
Well, you do. And all you have is like a little confirmation number.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, it could be fake.
It could be.
Oh, my goodness. I saw that and I said, I got to run this one by Laura.
Nope.
She's
just like Matt, the news guy, used to say. It's a total violation.
Yeah. And then there was the next category was major violation.
Major. Total violation.
Major violation. There you go. Speaking of Matt, news is next with Mark. Rob's got the sports and Steve's got the weather.
It's all coming up next with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Happy Doctor's Day. Thank you, every doctor, for saving our life.
Thank you.
Happy National Doctor's Day.
Thank you for putting us before you.
I wish I could thank my doctor when I was a kid, but he's no longer with us. Did you have one family doctor, or did you grow up in the age where you went to a clinic and there was a bunch of doctors?
So we actually went to Napper Clinic at Geisinger. And my sister and I both had Dr. Malone.
Oh, so did you always get Dr. Malone, or did you get some mystery guy?
Nope. It was always Dr. Malone, and I literally had to be kicked out of pediatrics.
Oh,
when I aged out.
Because aged out.
It's time
for you to move on, but you loved your doctor, right?
I did. He was the best. So sweet, so kind, and literally had to look at me when I was in my early 20s and be like, hey, Laura, I'm serious. Early
20s. Early 20s? Yes. Talk about aging out to the maximum.
Like, dead serious. Hey, Laura. Mm-hmm. Like, it's time to... It's time to move on. I even drove home from Syracuse to
go to my
annual physical.
With Dr. Malone, yes. That guy's here. Is Dr. Malone still there? Do you know, or did he retire?
No, retired.
Did he? Mm-hmm. Yep. See, that's a great story because my three girls came up through the EVAN system, and they had Dr. Stoltzfus, and they loved him so much, and I didn't hear the phrase before, aging out.
Yep,
when it was time for them to move on, they were like, no, we want Dr. Stoltzfus.
I know, right? It's like, oh, I don't want to go to new doctor. I have to go to the big hospital.
Now, this is how old I am. When I was young, you went to, like, the guy's house. That his office was in the front of the house. And it was Dr. Caven, right? And he was...
Dr. Caven?
Dr. John Caven. Some people would call him Dr. Caven. He would be like, no, it's Caven. What's the matter with you? You know? But he always had a cigar in his mouth.
Okay.
Right? And you'd go to see him, and he'd have that wet, smelly cigar in his mouth. And he was a big man. And
as he was... Like doctoring?
Yes. This is how long ago this is. So this is like, he would talk about World War II and being a bomber pilot of World War II.
Oh, that's cool.
And then he'd say, you know, my Johnny, because he had a son, John Caven Jr., I guess. Mm-hmm. And he's over there. He's over there in Vietnam doing the same thing I did. You know, he was like, and he talked to my dad while he was giving me a physical.
Sure.
And then once in a while, I shouldn't say this, but God bless you, Dr. Caven. I say this in respect. He would take the wet cigar out of his mouth, and he would take some medical scissors and he'd cut the wet part off and put it in the garbage.
Oh,
and
he put the cigar back. So
and I was always wondering, where are those scissors gone? Are you going to put them back in that thing with the boiling water in it?
Bet he did.
Yeah, he was a great doc. And he saved my life as a child with a Kennedy half dollar and some scotch tape until I could get the surgery. How cool is that?
Very cool.
So Dr. Caven, man, rest in peace. And any doctor, especially in today's pandemic, right?
Yes.
Any
doctor. My goodness. And today is Thank a Doctor Day.
Yep.
So thank all of the medical professionals out there, because this past year and a couple of months has been trying, to say the least, for everyone in healthcare.
Absolutely
so,
right.
Thank you, doctors.
Thank you, doctors. Oh, my current doctor, Dr. Nikki. I love her.
Thanks, Nikki.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
Guess where this one's coming from, Laura?
Florida.
No, that's why I tricked you. It's actually coming from Houston.
Oh, okay.
We all have our taxes done by now, even though there's an extension, right?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Well, there's a tax preparer in Houston who got tired of people complaining every time they were told, sorry, no refund this year. So the tax preparer decided to pull out an automatic weapon on a client.
And I'm going to need you to go ahead.
She had the gun pointed at him, and then she turned around with the gun, and she actually cocked the gun. You actually cocked the gun at people that paid for your company's services and wanted to know what was going on. My anxiety is through.
Okay, please remember.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Please remember, when you go get your taxes done, if you're not getting a refund, it's not your preparer's fault.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
It's not an automatic thing. The weapon was automatic, but your refund was not automatic.
I can't. No. Just no.
Reminds me of our latest sponsor, though.
If you're a tax accountant with difficult customers, it might be time to go to H&R Glock. If they're upset about their refund, show them your 1040 and your 10mm.
Ooh.
Rifle through the papers.
Oh.
Make them familiar with your flash suppression exemption. Then offer them a strong rate of return fire. They'll probably have an automatic deduction in their pants. H&R Glock, where you can hold your customers over a barrel.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX, 94.1 WQKX.
Coming soon, as in next week, Quest for the Castle. Family 4 vacation to Disney could be yours starting next week. Stay with us. Starting in about 15 minutes, Laura's going to fire up the blender.
Heck yeah, I am. It's the first Try It Tuesday that you and I are back in person together.
Do I get to be your friendly little helper?
You do get to be my friendly little helper.
Kind of like Vanna turning the letters. You tell me what to do, and but I'm not touching that blender. It looks dangerous.
I'll have you dump the stuff in, and then I'll handle the blending.
All right, coming up at 8:15, our friend Amy from Shade Mountain Winery joins us.
They have the coolest canned wine available now.
Just the can looks cool.
It really does. It's called Four, just in time for the Masters, if you will. PGA Tour, Championship Golf coming up.
F-O-R-E, and it's got a big golf ball in
the
can.
It's awesome.
It's great.
Here's the thing. We're gonna try it. So I'm going to get two cups. We'll put it over ice. We'll give it a little sippy sip.
Okay.
But then I'm going to zhuzh it.
Then she's going to zhuzh it. This is what Laura does. She zhuzhes.
And it doesn't mean that my kitchen's going away. Maybe next week we'll talk about something here on air, and then I'll do something from my kitchen live later on in the day. You don't know. Try Tuesday can now be anywhere at any time.
That's right. Try Tuesday is expanding. It's become quite the thing. And you, the viewers who love this thing and share ideas with Laura, you're great.
I love it. Thank you so much to anyone who has Facebook private messaged me with tons of ideas. I love and appreciate it. Shout out to those teachers at G.C. Hartman Elementary School. They are great sending me stuff on TikTok. So if you're listening and you have something that you want to see us try.
Yeah.
Or me make in the kitchen, yeah. Or do with the dogs, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Send it my way, 94KX Facebook page, or friend me on Facebook. That's cool. Private message you on Facebook. It's all good.
That's all good. Shade Mountain Winery, also real good. Coming up with Try It Tuesday.
It's coming up next with Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're also listening to the sound of Murphy the Morning Show dog crunching an ice cube. Did he just help himself?
No, I gave it to him. Okay. I gave him an ice cube.
All right, I want to make sure. He's over here crunching away, and I'm thinking, gosh, I hope he's done before Nickelback.
No, Murph loves ice cubes. They're his favorite, and I handed him one because the zhuzhing that we are doing to some deliciousness from Shade Mountain Winery and Vineyards requires ice.
Welcome to the Ford Fun Line, Amy Scorzone from Shade Mountain Winery. Hi, Amy.
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
We're great.
We're great. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. No complaints. The sun is shining. And
hang on, Amy.
Murphy
seems to, he spotted an intruder coming up the hall, and things go really quick. So maybe we should just start drinking right now. I don't know.
Maybe we'll give Murph a little try of the four canned wine on Try It Tuesday.
Maybe we will. So, Amy, tell us a little bit, before we talk about what's going on at Shade Mountain Winery, tell us a little bit about this canned beverage four.
It is a delightful treat anytime, especially in the summer. So how this came about was we have our Granny Z's hard iced tea.
Oh, my gosh, one of my favorites.
And we have a mojito wine. And a lot of our staff would start mixing them together. And we found that not only our staff and our customers thoroughly enjoyed that mixture. So we said, why not make life a little easy for people, mix them together, and put them in a can. A can is so much easier to use than a bottle sometimes now, isn't it?
Yes, and more convenient. And it's all about making life easier in this pandemic.
It really is. All you have to do is crack the top. You don't need a corkscrew or anything.
Nope. You just need a koozie to keep that chilled. You need a koozie. That's it.
So we're going to try some of that coming up after the commercial break when we go Facebook Live. But there's a lot going on at Shade Mountain, I'm sure.
Right, Amy? Don't you guys have... Now, I know, unfortunately, a lot of stuff that you normally planned last year unfortunately had to be canceled, but this year, it's a little different, right? And you have a Mother's Day event coming up.
We do, yes. So, thankfully, we figured out a way to have some events in a very safe manner following all guidelines so that we were going to kind of kick off our deck season. Well, the deck is now open when the weather is permitting, but we're going to kind of kick off the deck season with our mimosas for mothers on Mother's Day. That is Saturday, May 8th. So we will have some mimosas available, a nice way to treat your mom. For that event, you do have to call for reservations, and you can check out our website and our Facebook page for a lot of the details. But, you know, to keep in compliance with all CDC guidelines, we are doing reservations. But it's a nice way to treat mom to something special because we all know mom has done a lot for all of us. So
yes,
why not do something special for her on Mother's Day?
Mimosas for mothers. Be there.
Yep.
I like it. I cannot wait to try this for Amy. Thank you so much for joining us. And everybody listening, make sure that you like and follow Shade Mountain Winery and Vineyards on Facebook, also on Instagram. All of their event information can be found there. Amy, we miss you.
I miss you guys. It's good to talk to you. Take care. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no problem. We'll see you soon, okay?
We'll see you soon. Take care.
All right. Facebook Live coming up next with Tom and Laura and Murphy in the studio.
Oh, yes. It's 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Sunny, beautiful day coming up today. Temperatures almost at the 70 mark. I'm going to start exercising today.
Okay, you got to stop drinking first.
Oh, okay, yeah. Thanks to Jade Mountain for the Try It Tuesday and the Facebook Live. But we need motivation.
We do indeed.
Murphy needs ice cubes
and or some more of that fork. Come here, Murph.
Yeah, there's one laying on the floor over there, but he can't get to it.
Oh, he can't get it.
Under the couch.
Oh, no. Okay, we'll get it for him in a second.
If you want to exercise, sometimes you need a little motivation. A survey has found the top 10 things, and Tom and Laura have them for you.
Doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back. Oh, it's a deep burn. It's so deep. Oh, I could barely lift my right arm because I did so many. I don't know if you heard me counting. I did over 1,000.
Did you record me when I was working out last time?
I did. That was you.
Stop it.
Deep burn.
Deep burn. Here are the top 10 things, weird things that motivate us to exercise. Number 10, I want to be able to reward myself with unhealthy food.
Or beverages.
Oh, we just did.
There it is. Number 9, I want to improve my skin.
Really?
Yeah, because the more you move, the more you sweat and it flushes toxins out, all that stuff.
Okay. All right. Here's a good one for the current pandemic. I don't like how I look on video calls.
Ooh, okay.
So start working out, right?
Fair enough. Right. I want an excuse to buy new exercise clothes.
Oh, okay. The smaller you get or the more ripped you get, you're going to have to adjust your wardrobe, I guess. Number 6, I'm starting a new job. Well, that should be a good first impression. Okay.
I'm surprised that stress relief isn't on this.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list. Number 5, I've been comparing myself to celebrities. Now, who the heck would do that? But I guess, you know, Tom Morgan looking in the mirror saying, I should look more like Tom Cruise. I don't know. I don't do that. But maybe you're comparing yourself to good-looking
celebrities. Best of luck. You're going to need a personal chef, a personal trainer, and a nutritionist, along with a healthy cocktail of some substances, most likely.
Number 4?
I want to beat my friends' scores on exercise apps.
Now, you gotta tell me what this is all about.
People compete. Like, on Apple, you close your rings. On Fitbit, you can kind of, challenge each other to how many steps in a day. So it gets competitive, but it's fun. Workout buddies actually can be motivational.
Okay, workout buddies could be motivational. The buddies you had as a kid may not be. Number 3 is, I want to get back at my childhood bullies. So you show up at the class reunion, you're looking spiffy.
There you go. That's the best kind of revenge.
Exactly. Number 2?
I want to post about my workouts on Instagram.
Again, do you? I'm not going to bust on you.
I do on occasion put them up there for accountability purposes. But I have Facebook groups now that I do that in, so I don't share as much because I know to others it can be annoying. Sorry.
Your mom had to talk to you, did
no,
you?
No. It's just does somebody really need to see my workout stats on my Instagram story?
Maybe not. Earlier we talked about getting back at those bullies when you were a kid, maybe at the class reunion. That is the number one weird motivation to exercise. I have a class reunion coming up.
Yeah. That seems appropriate. Or a family reunion, or you're going to see a friend that you haven't seen in 10 years, blah, blah, blah.
And then that way, when they say, hey, you look good, they're not lying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you would say, I'd look great, good by name, great by reputation.
That's my husband.
Yeah, there you go. Tom and Laura's top 10 of the day.
Right here on 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Only a few days left in our 2021 virtual Easter egg hunt. We will find out on Friday who gets 2 tickets to paradise, 2 tickets to anywhere in the country, and a Susquehanna Valley limousine ride to and from the airport.
A big thank you to Oberdorf Carpet, One Floor and Home, also Susquehanna Valley Limousine, and all of our other qualifying prize sponsors, Isabella Restaurante and Cocktail Lounge, Tobias Wildlife Park, Knobels, and the Nickel Plate Bar and Grill.
Mm-hmm. We got 2 eggs sitting here on the counter, and one of them's pink and one of them's green, and we are told not to touch them. So that means Chad Evans could have your chance to win
instantly, or
Mark Stevens.
That's right. Anytime throughout the day today, all you have to do is listen for that cue to call. If you are the correct caller, then guess what? Pick an egg and you win instantly.
Yep, and then you qualify for that big trip, your family, I don't know, your friend. Maybe you want to go yourself just to get the heck out of Dodge.
Maybe you want to take Tom. Maybe you want to take Laura.
Maybe not. Again, big thanks to Oberdorf Carpet One and Susquehanna Valley Limousine.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Chad Evans coming up next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Sam Tyler tonight. That's your lineup. Boy, today went by quick.
It did indeed. And when you're doing all of the social media-ing.
Yeah, your fingers are ready to fall
they
off.
Are. They are. Okay. Luckily...
She's taking a beverage.
I have a beverage.
There you go. Thanks again to Shade excellent. Mountain Winery for Try It Tuesday. Great job.
So good to hear from Amy, even if it was just on the Ford Fun line. You know what I mean? And make sure that you do like and follow Shade Mountain on Facebook and on Instagram. They have tons of cool events. And the nice part is with that big, gorgeous deck, everything is outdoors, socially distanced, and totally safe.
Weather looking good for the weekend. Remember Shade Mountain Winery. We like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day, but here we are just sitting on the couch having a beverage.
Beverages. Breakfast. Beverages.
On a Tuesday.
Oh, nothing messes up your Friday, like finding out it's only Tuesday.
That's the thought for the day?
That is. And let me tell you, day number two of 4 a.m. wake-ups is harder than day number one.
Okay, that is a sub-thought for the day.
Indeed it is.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.